listeners. Welcome back to Famous Personalities. We've gone deep into the field of genetics and microbiology. If you recall, the last two episodes heavily emphasized two scientists' works in the field of genetics. And these two women were Rosalind Franklin and Barbara McClintock. But when we think about Rosalind Franklin's contributions, you must especially recall the fact that she used X-ray crystallography to capture the first photo of DNA, named Photo 51. The question now is, was Franklin the only scientist to use this technique to save hundreds of thousands of lives? The answer lies in the work of Dorothy Hodgkin, a chemist whom we'll be discussing in depth today, so please be ready for a hopefully wonderful tribute. Before starting, I'd like to tell everyone a little bit about what scientist Dorothy Hodgkin is famous for. Hodgkin accomplished both scientific and social reform milestones in her life, but arguably, some of her most famous accomplishments were the structures of the molecules that she solved using X-ray crystallography, such as insulin, penicillin, and vitamin B12. She won the 1964 Nobel Prize for her work on these molecules, and she is still the only British woman to ever win a Nobel Prize in the sciences. Alongside her scientific work, Dorothy Hodgkin also helped found the International Union of Crystallography, served as its president, and was a catalyst for scientific cooperation. She was also the president of the Pugwash Conferences on Science and World Affairs, which was created to address the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Dorothy Hodgkin received many awards and honors during her lifetime. In 1945, she identified the structure of vitamin B12 in three dimensions. In 1947, she was elected a Fellow of the Royal Society. A few years later, in 1958, Hodgkin was elected a foreign honorary member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. In 1964, she was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for her work in X-ray crystallography and identifying the crystal structures of molecules such as insulin, penicillin, and vitamin B12. In 1965, Hodgkin was appointed to the Order of Merit. The following year, she was awarded the Iota Sigma Pi National Honorary Member. In 1970, Dorothy Hodgkin received an EMBO, European Molecular Biology Organization, membership. That same year, she was a chancellor of the University of Bristol until 1988. Also, in the 1970s, she became a foreign member of the USSR Academy of Sciences. In 1976, she became the first woman to receive the Copley Medal. In 1978, Dorothy Hodgkin received an honorary degree of science from University of Bath. In 1982, Hodgkin received the Lomonosov Medal of the Soviet Academy of Sciences. The following year, in 1983, she received the Austrian Decoration for Science and Art. In 1987, she accepted the Lenin Peace Prize. In 1993, an asteroid was named Hodgkin in her honor. In 1996, Dorothy Hodgkin was selected as one of five women of achievement for a set of British commemorative stamps. In 2012, Hodgkin was featured in the BBC Radio 4 series, The New Elizabethans, to mark the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Elizabeth II. In 2015, one of her papers was honored by a Citation for Chemical Breakthrough Award by the American Chemical Society. Early life. Dorothy Hodgkin was born as Dorothy Mary Crowfoot on May 12, 1910, in Cairo, Egypt. She came from a family of renowned archaeologists. Her father was John Winter Crowfoot, who was Director of Education in Sudan and Director of the British School of Archaeology in Jerusalem. And her mother was Grace Mary Crowfoot, also known as Molly to her friends and family, who was a leader in archaeological textiles. Hodgkin also had three sisters. They were Joan Crowfoot Payne, Elizabeth Crowfoot, and Diana Crowfoot Rowley. Her family lived in Egypt during the winter months and returned to England during the summer. When she was four, at the beginning of World War I, Hodgkin and her siblings moved near Worthing, England to live with her grandparents, while their parents continued to work in Egypt. However, despite the distance, her parents were still incredibly supportive, as her mother encouraged her interest in crystals. Also, after her four uncles were killed in World War I, Dorothy's mother began to support the League of Nations, which sought world peace, planting the seed for Dorothy Hodgkin's future interest in social reform. In 1921, Hodgkin's father enrolled her in the Sir John Leman Grammar School in Beccles, England. During her time at the school, only two female students were allowed to take a chemistry class, and she was one of them. The other was Nora Pusey, who, unlike Dorothy, despite being a talented student, was not able to pursue higher education in chemistry for family reasons. At the age of 14, her distant cousin, Sir Charles Robert Harrington, suggested that she read D.S. Parsons' Fundamentals of Biochemistry, which helped inspire her. After the war, her parents resumed their summerly visits to England and working abroad during the winter months. On Hodgkin's 16th birthday, her mother gifted her with Concerning the Nature of Things, a book on X-ray crystallography by Sir William Bragg. This book helped her decide which career path she wanted to pursue after her primary education. Furthermore, she named her childhood heroes as her mother, Mary Slessor, a missionary who sought to eradicate twin infanticide, and Marjorie Fry, who was the principal of Somerville College and later one of her close friends. After completing her studies at Sir John Leman Grammar School, she entered Somerville College of the University of Oxford. Dorothy Hodgkin, at the age of 18, entered Somerville College and studied chemistry, receiving a first-class honors degree and being only the third woman to do so. After graduating in 1932, she began to pursue a PhD at Newnham College, first learning how X-ray crystallography could help solve the structure of proteins, under the supervision of J.D. Bernal. She completed a lot of research on the protein pepsin, which is found in the stomach, and applied X-ray crystallography to analyze it. She was awarded her PhD based on her thesis, which was about sterols and the technique that she used to learn about them. In order to continue her research, Hodgkin received a research fellowship from Somerville College in 1933, where she began to teach chemistry in 1934, leading to her appointment as the first fellow and tutor in 1936 until 1977. As her career began to kick off, Dorothy Hodgkin began to face health problems. Specifically, at the age of 24, she was troubled with rheumatoid arthritis, which caused severe joint pain and inflammation for her. This was obviously not a positive for her, as it made it difficult for her to work with the X-ray crystallography machine. She underwent some treatment and returned to the lab, even wearing slippers in her laboratory as the pain was so acute. But she was so determined to accomplish her goals that she created a lever to reach the main switch of the machine, even though she could not reach it. Hodgkin's health deteriorated due to this condition throughout her life, but despite her struggles, she remained an active participant in the lab and outside of it in her life as well. In 1945, Dorothy Hodgkin, along with C.H. Carlyle, published the first 3D structure of a steroid called cholesterol iodide, which she had been known to work with since her days as a PhD student. That same year, she also began to work on the structure of penicillin, which is an antibiotic that was first discovered by Dr. Alexander Fleming in 1928, along with her colleagues, which included a well-known biochemist named Barbara Lowe. This turned out to be a controversial project for Hodgkin, because contrary to popular belief, her results proved that penicillin contained a beta-lactam structure rather than a thiazolidine oxazolone structure. However, she did not publish these results until 1949. In 1948, Dorothy Hodgkin also began studying vitamin B12, which was structurally one of the most complex vitamins known. This turned out to be a huge challenge as the vitamin had only been discovered earlier that year and had a largely unknown structure. However, when Hodgkin realized that the large molecule contained cobalt, she knew that X-ray crystallography could be used to determine the structure of vitamin B12. Her work was incredibly significant, and the final structure was published in 1955. This challenging feat was one of the molecules that led to her receiving a Nobel Prize in 1964. Another one of her amazing projects was Hodgkin's work on the structure of insulin. Insulin is also an interesting molecule because it is a very small protein hormone that has a huge effect on the human body, whether it be for maintaining blood sugar levels or being a vital treatment for diabetes. However, it was such a complicated molecule that X-ray crystallography had not even advanced enough to easily help identify the structure of insulin. Dorothy Hodgkin's 35 years of experience in the field helped her fully elucidate such a complex molecule. She first began to wonder about insulin in 1934, but she had to wait to work on this molecule until 1969. When she worked with many bright scientists in order to discover its structure. Beyond her scientific experiences, Dorothy Hodgkin was also a great contributor to social reform. She also strongly believed in international cooperation between scientists. So, she discussed insulin and other topics with scientists from countries such as India, Russia, China, and Romania. However, her political work prevented her from entering the United States in 1953, but in 1961, her husband, Thomas Lionel Hodgkin, became the advisor to the president of Ghana, the country that they were living in when Dorothy Hodgkin received the news that she had won the 1964 Nobel Prize. She continued to remain active regarding issues she deeply believed in, such as disarmament, receiving many honors and awards for her work in social reform. She visited Beijing in 1993 for the Congress of the International Union of Crystallography, despite her weak health, but was a much anticipated and welcomed guest. She passed away due to a stroke on July 29, 1994, in Ilmington, Warwickshire. Her work and contribution to science, as well as her wonderful ideals and nature, will be remembered forever. Dorothy Hodgkin's work had an incredible impact, not just in the scientific community, but also in the world of societal reform. Her research on insulin helped improve the mass production of insulin, helping more people receive treatment for type 1 and type 2 diabetes, which is very common today, but treatment wasn't so common in the 20th century. She remained vocal about insulin and gave many talks and advice to other scientists, even contributing collaboration with others to ensure that insulin would have a huge role in future scientific study. Her work on vitamin B12 was also groundbreaking, as even Sir Lawrence Bragg, a prominent X-ray crystallographer, said that her work was incredibly significant. Vitamin B12 cannot be synthesized and used by the human body, and it can help treat pernicious anemia, which is caused by a lack of this crucial vitamin in the body. Dorothy Hodgkin's work helped people realize this. Hodgkin was also an important role model for everyone around her and treated all of her co-workers as her family. Many of her female students looked up to her as a hero, despite the fact that Hodgkin never really liked the title of role model for other women, as she believed that it stressed that there weren't enough people supporting women in the scientific community. Many of her students later agreed that there were female scientists to look up to everywhere, yet Dorothy was a very special mentor to all of those who encountered her. Her work in societal reform was also incredibly significant, as she worked towards many noble goals, and her efforts to establish peace were well recognized by others in her lifetime. Dorothy Hodgkin's legacy is very important and lives on to this day. Fun fact. A fun fact about Dorothy Hodgkin is that she was the chemistry teacher at Somerville College of Margaret Thatcher, the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. She was, in fact, the first female Prime Minister of the country. Thatcher hung a portrait in her office of Hodgkin out of respect for her. Another fact is that for 12 years after her marriage, Hodgkin, when publishing papers, went by the alias of Dorothy Crowfoot, based on the advice of the secretary of another biochemist of the time. After 1949, she went by Dorothy Crowfoot Hodgkin when publishing, and this was also the name under which she received the Nobel Prize. Quote, "I should not like to leave an impression that all structural problems can be settled by X-ray analysis, or that all crystal structures are easy to solve. I seem to have spent much more of my life not solving structures than solving them." Dorothy Hodgkin. Thank you so much for listening to the 8th episode in our series, Famous Personalities. This episode was about Dorothy Hodgkin, a chemist whose discoveries saved innumerous lives. This is Shripriya signing off. See you next time!